love you.
因为他所遇见的都是苦难，都是病痛，都是饥饿。
What he had, his lot in life since then had been hunger and sickness and difficulty.
他觉得人生非常的软弱。
He felt so weak in his life.
人生好像一根的这个的这个一根这个竹子哈。难度。
Life, he felt, was like just a little reed of bamboo.
我们每天活在非常紧张的那个环境下面哈，好像快要断掉。
And we live under great pressure every day, just like we're going to break.
有的时候我们怕我们的前途。
We're afraid of our future.
我们非常惧怕我们有没有好的工作。
We're afraid we may not have a good job.
我们非常惧怕我会不会生病。
We're afraid we may become sick.
我非常惧怕我前途会发生什么事情。
We're afraid of what may happen in our future.
我非常惧怕。
We are afraid.
有人说我们人生就是这样，就很容易就断掉。
Some say that people are weak like this. We break so easily.
圣诞节是一个大好的信息，大好的消息。
Christmas is a time of good news.
这位创造宇宙万物的主宰。
The Creator, the Lord of the Universe,
他却成为人的样式来到这个世界。
Has become a man like one of us and come to our earth.
他要给我们一个 gift, 给我们一个礼物。
He has given us a gift.
这个礼物非常宝贵。
A precious gift.
就是耶稣基督。
Jesus Christ.
当我们这么软弱的一个人。
When we are weak like this slip of bamboo,
圣经里面有讲说当你接受耶稣基督的时候 你要在上帝的里面，上帝要在你的里面。
The Bible says,When we accept Jesus as our Savior, God is in us and we are in God.
这是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
为什么上帝会住在我们里面？我们要住在上帝里面。
What does it mean to say God will live in us and we will live in Him?
各位弟兄姊妹，这个是一个好消息。
Brothers and sisters, this is good news.
我们人非常软弱。
We are weak.
我们需要从上帝来的这个礼物，耶稣基督。
We need that gift from God, Jesus Christ.
当我们这个软弱的人放在神的里面，在神的里面的时候，
When the weak being that is us is placed within God,
啊，你说你非常有力量，你能不能折断呢？你折断呢？
He thinks I'm a strong man. I don't really think I am. He wants to see if I can break this pipe.
我们两个要折也折不断了。
The two of us together could not break it.
但是呢，拿起来说你折断它，你折得断吗？
He wants to see if I can break it now.
很容易是不是？但是我们如果在耶稣基督的里面的时候，
But when we are in Christ,
我们如果在耶稣基督的里面的时候，没有人能够折断。
If we are in Christ, no one can break us.
今天魔鬼也是很厉害。
The devil.Is a fearful adversary today.
魔鬼用种种的话要折你的家庭。
God, the devil will use all power within his means to break your family.
要折你的人生观。
To break your philosophy of life.
要折你的孩子。
To break your children.
要折你的前途。
To break your future.
但是你如果能够在圣诞节这个意义有意义的日子里面，你能够。在上帝里面，在上帝里面的时候，上帝会保守我们。
But if this Christmas, this meaningful Christmas, you can be placed within Jesus Christ, God will protect all these things.
那圣经里面又讲说，上帝要住在我们里面是什么意思呢？
What does it mean? The Bible also says God will live within us.
我们人啊，有的时候好像这个锁套一样哈，非常的软弱哈。
Sometimes we are weak and limp, just like a glove.
我们两个来握手好吗？
哈哈 ，shake hands with a glove.
这种握手哈，我们要拿东西拿不起来哈。
It can't pick anything up by itself.
我们人有的时候就是这么软弱。
Sometimes we are weak just like a glove.
那圣经里面讲说，为什么我们要接受耶稣基督的生命在我们里面呢，在我们心里面是什么意思呢？
What does it mean when the Bible says we must accept the life of Jesus Christ into our hearts?
好像蛇是有生命的，是从上帝那边来的。
So a hand is life, it's something from God.
上帝的生命进入到这个软弱的人的身上的时候，
when the life of God goes into that weak person,
这个手套就成为非常有用了。
The glove becomes strong and useful.
我们两个可以握手了。
We can shake hands.
我们就成为有用的人了。
We become useful people.
今天没有接受上帝的人，就是成为一个人生没有盼望、很软弱的人生观。
Those who have not received God, received Jesus, are weak like this glove, have no future, no hope.
但是一个人他接受这位全能者的生命来到他生命里以后的时候，他的生命就完全改变，跟这个完全不一样。
But once you receive Jesus into your heart, your life has changed, just like this glove has changed when the hand is put within it.
各位弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在这边庆祝圣诞，
we are celebrating Christmas today.
我们一定要抓住庆祝圣诞最主要的意义。
We must take hold of the true meaning of Christmas.
你要接受耶稣基督给我们的礼物。
We must receive that gift that Jesus Christ has given to us.
一定要在上帝的里面。
We must be within God.
在耶稣基督的里面。
We must live in Jesus Christ.
你一定要接受耶稣基督的生命在你的里面。
You must receive Jesus' life within your heart.
如果你失去这两件事情，
If you lose these two things,
圣诞节对你没有什么意义，
Christmas has no meaning for you.
但是圣诞节你如果抓住这个意义的时候，上帝会改变你的人生。
But God will change your life if you can grasp hold of the meaning of Christmas.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
各位弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我不晓得我们当中有没有人，
I wonder if anyone sitting here today,
在你现在的生活里面你有惧怕，
You have fear in your life,
你对你的人生，对你的健康，对你的前途，你非常忧虑。
You are worried about your future, about your health, about your life.
你忧虑你的家庭，忧虑你的孩子。
You're worried about your children, you're worried about your family.
耶稣基督今天来到我们当中。
Jesus has come among us today.
他就是为着这些缘故，他来到我们当中。
He came for just these reasons.
我希望今天早上你能够向耶稣祷告。
I hope that you will pray to Jesus today.
请他能够进入你的内心，成为你个人的救主。
That you would ask him to come into your heart and be your savior.
在这个日子里面，你也能够进入主耶稣基督的大能里面。
That you may enter into the power of Jesus today.
亲爱的主耶稣，
Our beloved Lord Jesus,
今天早上我们打开我们的心门。
This morning we want to open our hearts.
请你进入我们的心中。
Please come into our hearts.
成为我们个人的救主。
To become our personal savior.
让我们有能力的来朝向新的一年。
So that we may have the power to face a new year.
求你祝福我们。
Bless us.
带领我们。
And lead us.
前面的脚步。
In the future.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus,
Amen.
Amen.
今天我们实在非常高兴能够在这么好的日子里面，我们教会除了庆祝圣诞，我们还有一项非常要紧的事情。
We are very happy this morning. Besides our Christmas celebration, we have a very important ceremony to perform.
我们感谢上帝让我们教会有许多的好的同工。
We thank God that He has given us many good co-workers.
所以今天我们有四位的执事要来，我们要设立四位新的执事。
We want to appoint four new deacons this morning.
当设立这位四位执事以后，我们有要这有长老跟执事，还有团契的这些同工的就任式。
We want to have a ceremony, an installation ceremony.